With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Cranberry harvest in Washington is about to start, but the hot, dry summer we've experienced may have a lot to say about the how and when. Kim Patton with the WSU Extension Office in Long Beach says flooding the bogs this year will be much more challenging.
It also depends on how wet the ground is. So if you've got a lot of rainfall and it doesn't take that much water to flood the bed, everything is saturated. But if it's been a dry summer, it's the first bed, we haven't had any rainfall, it takes a lot of time to flood because it's all that whole ground has to absorb that water before it'll hold water. So it could be several days of flooding to take in the water. That's another reason they're going to hold off, just because it takes more water to flood a bed now than it will a month from now.
Patton says the cranberries are looking pretty good, but that could also be a problem.
It's going to be probably a record crop, not necessarily in the state of Washington, but, in the U.S. or at least in North America. And so that's not going to help. But, I think the farmers are inherently optimistic, and it'll get better.
Patton says demand for cranberries over the past few years is not keeping up with supply, which has resulted in a dramatic drop in prices. Cranberry supplies have outpaced demand in recent years, thanks in large part to an acreage boom in Quebec. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.